Jamie and Locker with you in the Green Zone.
And the worst idea for a karaoke song for Jamie and I goes to Brady from Saskatoon. Congratulations.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, pass. I could do Kenny Rogers. I don't know if you could pull off Dolly Parton.
It would be
the crank. I can see the crank turning and Locker's like, how do I address this? But
it would be difficult to get to those notes.
Yes, absolutely it would.
Yeah.
Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone on this Friday. Some NFL football happening. 10-9. The Bears lead the Eagles. A missed point after the difference so far in that football game. And the Bears just found a way to defend the tush push. What you do is you wait until Jalen Hurts gets the first down, then send in a defensive back to tear the ball out of his hands and get the turnover. That's what happened with the Bears just moments ago. But right now we're going to talk some Blue Jays baseball as they're making some news with a big-name pitcher, Dylan Cease, coming to the Toronto Blue Jays. Mike Wilner of the Toronto Star and Deep Left Field podcast joining us on this Friday. Mike, thanks for your time.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
So how big is this move in the Jays sending a clear message they are going to spend money to keep going to World Series?
Yeah, I mean, it's less about sending the message than it is about getting the player. They're getting really, really good. But it does absolutely show that they are determined to continue to swim in the really deep end. It's a, you know, the best free agent starter out on the market, and the Blue Jays snap him up before U.S. Thanksgiving. It's a huge move and a huge statement. You're right.
We're having the conversation in Saskatchewan a lot because of the free agency list that's on Jeremy O'Day's desk right now with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And the conversation, you know, revolves around priorities, Mike. And what do you do first? Do you go after the little guys? I'm wondering if you see any implications in the Bo Bichette conversation with what they just did the other day with Dylan Cease.
I don't think so. I mean, okay. I've never thought it matters what order you do this stuff in. And I know that there have been so many winters recently where the Blue Jays make a really small move early and people throw their hands up and say, oh, but they needed this, this, and this. What are they doing? Like it was like it's the only thing they're going to do. It doesn't matter when you do it. You make deals when deals become available. And so Cease, and they were able to lock him up early, which was great. Bo is still looking, I guess, still weighing options and might not believe people are making their best offers quite yet. I mean, you wonder if this means that they're not going to be able to spend on Dylan's on Kyle Tucker, and it really for me is Tucker or Bo, not both. But at the same time, Dylan Cease, like, we don't know the breakdown of the contract, but let's just say it's $30 million a year. That means that Dylan Cease and Trey Savage combined will make less than Max Scherzer and Chris Bassett combined to make in 2025. So those are two starters who are gone and two starters who are in, and it's a net drop in payroll for the Jays. So they haven't really hamstrung themselves, at least for this year, with this deal. And one hopes they have kind of an unlimited payroll. So I don't really think this means that they're in on anybody else or out on anybody else. But we all firmly believe that they're in on Bichette and probably on Tucker, too.
Mike Wilner, I think you just broke Locker's heart by saying no Max Scherzer back for the Toronto Blue Jays.
I thought maybe there was an outside chance. I mean, not in a starter role, but I like him. I like his energy.
I mean, I didn't say he wasn't coming back, but right now they're under what they were for their five starters. But there's certainly no place in the starting rotation for Scherzer, nor could you count on him being a full-time starter for you, unless they move Jose Berríos, and I can't see too many teams being interested with Berríos coming off the injury. But, you know, Scherzer did an interview the other day where he was talking about the Blue Jays and using possessive pronouns like we and ours, so he certainly feels like he's a part of this.
As we talk to Mike Wilner, he covers the Jays, of course. You can see his stuff and read it in the Toronto Star, Deep Left Field podcast as well. You're way more experienced at MLB free agency when it comes to timelines. How far away are we from a eventual conclusion to the Bo Bichette story?
Anywhere from 1 day to 10 weeks. How's that?
Are we going to be tracking planes soon, Mike?
I don't think we're going to be tracking planes for Bo, no. But, I mean, it's baseball free agency, right? It's not like hockey. It's not like basketball. There's no salary cap, so there's no rush for players to climb all over each other before teams fill up their space. It takes time, right? Bryce Harper was a free agent, didn't sign until February. These things can take a while, and you know, players can wait teams out. Teams can wait players out. All kinds of things. So it's very, very rare for a big name free agent to sign before December, which is one of the reasons it's such a pleasant surprise that the Blue Jays and Dylan Cease have made a deal. But no, I wouldn't be surprised if Bo's not signed into the new year. I wouldn't be surprised if he signs next week.
Comparatively speaking to the rest of the teams, are the Jays going to be pretty active in this offseason or no?
It depends. Somebody asked me that yesterday, and it was for me, the answer was it depends on whether you're talking about total dollars spent or total players acquired.
Okay.
I think the Blue Jays will be one of the top spending teams in free agency, but that's because they've already spent $210 million, and they're going to have to spend another $200 million to get Bichette or Kyle Tucker. So just, you know, two players will have them outspending almost every other team in the majors this offseason. But for volume, I don't know that there's going to be serious volume added. They need to address the bullpen. That can be done in several different ways, but it's not going to be a huge overhaul, I don't think, of the roster.
Mike Wilner joining us. So one name that's popped up, he wants to take down the Dodgers rather than join them, is the latest Japanese pitching sensation, Tatsuya Emi. Some people have the Jays eyeing him. Do you think that's a realistic possibility as someone Jays fans should be watching on where he's going to land with his 45-day negotiating window opening about a week ago?
I mean, it'd be fun. He does seem like someone in whom the Blue Jays would be interested, but the starting rotation is full right now. And, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not going to add another starting pitcher and figure it out. But you've got Kevin Gausman, Dylan Cease, Shane Bieber, Treya Savage, and Jose Berríos. With Bowden Francis, Ricky Tiedemann waiting in the wings. Savage probably doesn't have enough innings to be a regular starter, but I don't know if you can convince Emi to come over because of that. I don't think the Blue Jays will be the front runner for any more starting pitchers, but you never know.
So we have our Christmas party tonight, Mike.
And
we're having a conversation with our Green Zone listeners about what professional athlete you would take to the Christmas party, and we thought we would sort of lob this over your way. Just based on your connections and who you know in baseball, who you taking to your Christmas staff party?
Who would have the best time? We saw a lot of Blue Jays have a good time after a couple of course, playoff series.
But. Yeah.
Is John on your list? Is Schneider on your list?
I mean, Schneider's a good time. George Springer, I think, would have
Springer.
A really good time. Ernie Clement. Scherzer, absolutely. I think would have an absolute blast.
I think Vladdy would. Yeah, Vladdy, yeah. I thought he'd be the top of the list for the Jays. He looks like he has a good time all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot. It's a really, really fun group, this group. Yeah, I mean, bring David Schneider and Miles Straw together; they'll have a blast. It's a really good group.
Yeah, John Schneider's on our list of
people we want to drink with,
want to have a beer with, is John Schneider. But Mike, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for joining us on this Friday afternoon. And I know with the Bo Bichette story, who knows? Like you say, maybe it'll happen tomorrow or in January. But Mike, thanks for your time.
All right, no problem. We will probably be talking about Bo for a while. It's true.
That is Mike Wilner here on the Green Zone. You can read his Toronto Blue Jays columns in the Toronto Star. Hear him on the Deep Left Field podcast. As well as we continue here on the Green Zone on this Friday. Coming up, we want to know from you, who would be the athlete you'd invite to have a good time at with the Christmas party? I believe some co-op employees just had theirs over recently. I know that from the gas attendant that pumps my gas. I was like, what'd you do this weekend? Well, we had our Christmas party. We're having ours tonight. Who'd be the athlete you'd invite to have a blast at a Christmas party? 1-877-332-8255. Let us know now on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
This is a fun song. It should be illegal at karaoke, though,
because it's so damn long.
Yeah. That and Don McLean's American Pie. Don't do it. Don't. It's a bad idea. If you got somebody at your table that thinks that's a good idea, talk them out of it. Send them home. They're drunk. Could you sing that whole song? I can.
What?
I could sing that whole song without very much help.
Singing This Will Be the Day.
I don't even know why. Well, I do know why I know that. Mom was a hippie. Don McLean. Joni Mitchell.
Well, I'll tell you what.
James Taylor had a lot of that in the station wagon back in the 70s and 80s.
That was on the set list of, for sure, when I was little. And I'd go to house parties with, like, as the kids, and the kids would run around. That was definitely on the playlist.
Yeah.
For the parents.
Joe Baez.
As well as...
Fleetwood Mac Rumors.
Stan Rogers was on that playlist, too.
Your mom should meet my mom.
Stan, what's the Barrett's Privateers?
Yeah.
I could probably sing that song without the words. And a little Hank Williams, Senior. There's a tear in my beer. Probably could do that one without the lyrics.
My mom was a huge Leonard Cohen fan.
Oh, that's fun.
So I had, no, it's actually not. That's complete opposite of fun. Gordon Lightfoot.
I'd do Barrett's Privateers stuff tonight. I wonder if we can do Barrett's Privateers at karaoke. That would be a blast.
We're doing this topic ironically. We're not actually going to be taking any musical suggestions for tonight.
Well, meanwhile, I should bring you up to date. It's a mess in Saskatoon right now. Icy Road, Circle Drive. There's
getting a lot of texts. Be careful.
And in Saskatoon area, Regina's okay for now, but it's like a whole swack, like Maple Creek, up through Rosetown, through to Saskatoon, then over in through Cudworth and Melford and Prince Albert areas. So beware out there on the roads. This is Taking Back Sunday. The song is Cute Without the E, which would be Cut.
We are taking your requests as to what songs we should do at karaoke next.
Oh, Santa's leaving! No, Santa, don't go!
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, Santa, he's leaving the Philadelphia Eagle game. He's leaving. He's had enough of the Eagles. They booed Santa back in the day. Now he's had enough for the Eagles. He's out of there. Santa's trying to beat traffic back to the North Pole, kids. Get your toys all ready next month. So, yeah.
Anyway, that's Wheels' request for us for the karaoke that is going to be happening at our Christmas party this evening.
Yeah, no, pass. Yeah, the Eagle fans.
I'm not familiar with that band. Taking Back Sundays.
Punk band. Clearly, the Eagles are not doing too hot right now. They're losing to the Bears.
This is not the same Bears.
No, they are not the same Bears as was told last week.
Not the same old Bears. Ben Johnson's been saying it all year long. Kevin Byard's been saying it all year long. These are not your same old Chicago Bears.
Yeah, this is going to be their ninth win in their last 10 games. No wonder Detroit's mid right now. They don't have their offensive coordinator. Ben Johnson's now coaching the Chicago Bears, and he's got Caleb Williams humming right now as the quarterback. So it's 24-9 on some Friday football.
So the Bears and the Rams on the NFC side. Hey, this is a crazy year.
Yeah, well, and the Packers are up there too. It's going to be an interesting playoff. It's the road to the one seed. That's the big thing right now in the NFC.
Well, Chicago wins tonight. They're 9-3.
The Packers are 8-3-1.
Who are the Rams playing this weekend? Oh, the Rams are going to win again. They got the Panthers.
Yes. Then the Cardinals. Then they're home to the Lions. Then the Seahawks. Then the Falcons. Then the home to the Cardinals. They could finish 15-2. They could finish 15-2.
So are we giving the NFC to the Rams?
Potentially. The playoffs in the NFC and the playoffs overall in the NFL are going to be excellent. As we continue here on the Green Zone, another question we're asking you, of course, tonight is we're the only ones left in the building, by the way. Us three, Chance, me and you. That is it. We could probably go streaking down the hallways and nobody would be none the wiser.
I think there's better ideas.
It's a Friday. It's the Ralco Regina Christmas party tonight. So we're asking you.
I'd like to keep my pants on.
Oh, I'm not suggesting we do it. I'm saying that's not a. No, that's not a suggestion, Locker. I'm not suggesting.
All right, well, you brought it up. It was kind of weird.
I'm just saying, if we did, nobody would be the wiser. I didn't say we should.
Okay, all right. Okay, good.
Just as a clarification.
I feel more comfortable.
Okay, thank you.
Why don't we just steal some liquor from the boss's office?
That's a better idea. Okay. I mean, they don't have any, I don't.
All right, we are taking your celebs you would bring to your Christmas party. Okay, and I'm gonna get
sports athletes.
Yeah,
would send the invite out to just have a great time to sit at the table during your Christmas party and have a blast.
Okay, so I told you I wanted to save mine for the show, and we have had by far this one's come in the most. So John Daly, Bob from Saskatoon, who else brought up?
It was earlier in the show.
Sheldon brought up John Daly, and Tyson from North Battleford all brought up Daly.
John Daly. Nah, that would be an adventure for a Christmas party. 1-877-332-8255. Cam says, Miss Brooke Henderson, golf is a good topic anywhere. Maybe you bring some putters, some stuff, have a putting competition. Now, Brooke Henderson, I have her down as a sneaky good time to share a drink with.
Okay.
What
do you know?
Because when she won the Canadian Open and her dad's out there, he's popping champagne on I was like, I think this family's very buttoned up in the media, but behind the scenes.
They let loose.
They'll let loose a little bit. Okay. Another person you may not realize is a hella good time, I have heard, is Rachel Homan.
Oh, really?
Yes. People
that
say,
surprises
I've been
me.
Told, it's like, Rachel Homan, she comes across as, you know, she's intense,
yeah,
right?
She seems very put together and
everybody I composed. Know in the curling world tells me you get her away from the rink when it's not competition time.
Let's go.
She's probably number one on the list of people you'd have the best time with.
I think curlers in general are kind of wired like that. I think a lot of
it's
curlers
kind
are
kind of the
good,
culture, isn't it?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
the you know, the Heartstop Lounge at the Scotties,
everybody
Briar Patch.
I know that's curlers are good partiers. Good and fun to be around.
Well, one of the people that was brought up was Ben Hebert.
And Ben's on our list of guys we want to have a drink with. When did we interview him? It was last year.
I've had a drink with Ben. Does that count?
Okay. All right. If you've been around the patch at all,
even when Benny's not in a spiel, you might find him there.
Marcus brought up.
And most of the Hebert Kidby clan, too. They just put them all in the.
Yeah. Let's go.
They're fun.
Bob Uecker came up.
The late, great Bob Uecker.
Marcus. He said, I know he's passed, but hands. Bob was hilarious. He had the best lines. Darby brought up Jumbo.
Jumbo Joe Thornton. Yeah. Oh, he would be a beauty.
The stories Jumbo would tell. Like, that's part of it, too. You have to think about who would have great stories to share.
I got one that's a little left of center. It's different. And I'll tell you why. I am fascinated by Jonathan Toews' story this year. And
Captain Sirius.
I think he's a switch has gone off in the last couple of years with him, and I think he's taking more time to enjoy life now. And I think Jonathan, he's another one of those sneaky, get him away from the rink and let's just go have a beer and do something. I'm going to steal one of yours. Because he's another one of these guys that I just think he's really interesting. Is Trevor Linden. I've always wanted to meet.
I'd want to go have a coffee with Trevor Linden.
Not a Christmas party environment?
No.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think the Jonathan Toews is more of a let's go sit down and
enlighten me.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to be enlightened at a Christmas party. I'm looking for a good time and some great stories.
Yeah.
Unedited.
That's why John Daly, I think, it for the win. Are we going to beat John Daly?
1-877-332-8255. Nick says, I'd bring Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay, that's we're closing in on John Daly territory there.
What about Tommy Stevens?
Tommy Stevens.
Stone Cold Tommy Stevens. We had him in studio. He's a blast.
He's a nice kid.
Corey too. Mace, actually.
What? Yeah. Corey would be awesome.
Because Marshawn Lynch has brought the guys he knows in his football circles, and Corey's the type of person who doesn't let, you know, relationships die on the vine. He will call you, FaceTime you, whatever. He's told me that. I am that person. If I'm thinking about you, I will just, instead of thinking, hey, I remember, I will try to contact you right in that moment if he has time. That's why during Grey Cup week, I think he heard a song that reminded him of Marshawn Lynch, so he FaceTimed Marshawn Lynch. Didn't answer, of course, but Marshawn Lynch got back to him during the Grey Cup parade. Yeah. On the float, he was FaceTiming with Marshawn Lynch.
You know who I was really impressed with? We've had him on the show a couple of times, and we ran into him in Winnipeg. You were out for the awards night, and you were at the casino, and you took the time to learn craps that night.
Yes.
And Luke
Wilson.
That's a
fun game, by the way.
Luke Wilson caught you at the craps table, went away for a couple hours, came back, and he saw you still at the crap table.
All I heard was, Nye, mad respect. And I turned around and went, Luke, how's it going?
And he's like, are you up? And Nye's like, yeah. And then you proceeded as soon as he said that to lose all your money.
Oh yeah. He just put up the ice dam right there on me.
Luke came up to us at the broadcast area for the Grey Cup, and he did that to Jamie again. He walked by and he went, I'm coming back. We're going to be on the air here. I got to go do something. But Nye, mad respect. Man, I would have a beer with Luke.
Oh, no doubt. Someone is texting Charles Barkley.
Oh, Barkley.
That might top John Daly. I think I'd have a lot more fun with Chuck than John Daly. Maybe not, but
I think
he'd be up there.
I don't know this for sure, and I don't want. I'm not disparaging this man at all. Trust me when I tell you. I think Barkley is drunk on the air quite a bit.
That whole show might have a cocktail during the games. Like, at the end of games or third quarter, like,
I think it's they're. Like, I think they get into it during the broadcast. Okay, I got another one. This is another one too. I know he doesn't drink, I don't know why I find him wildly entertaining.
1-877-332-8255.
Jason Kelsey is coming.
Okay, here we go. This is mine, all right? Because you'd think if you're going to send an athlete, you'd give him a plus one. Travis Kelsey.
And then it doesn't matter who he brings.
Then it doesn't matter who he brings. If he brings Taylor, great. If he brings Jason, wow. Maybe he'll bring Zach Collaros. You know he's bringing one of his football buddies. So, Travis with a plus one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Travis, but it's more about your plus one than it is about you. Jamie and Locker here on the Green Zone, 1-877-332-8255. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. I just called
to say I want. Is this a karaoke go-to?
I have heard people pull this off who can sing at karaoke.
That's the one thing about karaoke, because as angry as I am about it, I usually, when I do get coaxed to go out, I will say this, not at our Rocco Christmas parties have I been blown away yet, but generally speaking, when the karaoke machine comes out, it's at the point of the evening when there may have been, a few people have been overserved. But there's usually somebody that'll like get up there and go, and where everyone's like, what is, who's that? There's always that one.
The head turner, where everybody's like,
yeah.
What? Didn't see that coming. And they're very talented.
Yeah.
And then you don't want to go up after them because that's a tough
unless follow-up. You're Britain, and it doesn't matter.
Oh, no. Britain doesn't.
Yeah. He goes up.
You know Britain. He does not care. Okay. Some of the athletes you would consider sending an invite to have a blast at your Christmas party. Curtis says Jeremy Roenick, I'm sure, would have a few juicy stories.
The other thing about Jeremy is he doesn't hold back. Like, that's the other thing that's entertaining about Jeremy.
And someone suggests Ilya Bryzgalov just to talk about space would be funny, too.
Oh, Phil Esposito, that's a good poll.
Oh, Kurt. He'd have some good 1972 Summit Series stories.
Is Phil still with us? I think he is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, he is. Jamie Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Keep the texts coming.